May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Years ago, during my first year of seminary, I had the chance to attend a silent retreat. It was a few weeks into my first semester and a couple of months into my time in North Carolina. I had just moved here from Oregon. I had left my family and friends behind, as well as my first career in social work. I had packed up my belongings into my Ford Taurus and driven 3,000 miles cross country to what would become my new home. And in the flurry of those first few weeks, as I unpacked my belongings, got to know my housemates, and began my coursework, I had not had a single second to myself. All of this hit me the moment I turned off my phone and set foot at the Aqueduct Conference Center over in Chapel Hill. And after spending a full 24 hours without saying a single word to anybody, I walked through the woods behind the conference center, and it felt as though I was listening to North Carolina for the first time. I heard birds chirping that I didn't recognize, the buzzing and crackling of insects I didn't have names for yet. Gone were the lavender, the moss, and the ferns of the Pacific Northwest. Now I was surrounded by the Piedmont's oak trees and pines, its shrubs and crepe myrtles. Instead of the vistas and waterfalls of the Columbia River Gorge, I was now surrounded by the dense tree cover and humid air of this particular corner of the South. And I had felt this tension in my chest and in my arms for weeks, and now I finally had a name for it. What I had been feeling was grief. I missed my family and my friends. I missed the sights, sounds, and smells of the place I used to call home. And that was a turning point for me. It marked the moment I started to appreciate my new home, this place that I've come to love now that I've lived here over a decade. Now, today, Jesus has a simple message for his beloved disciples. Come away to a deserted place and rest a while. Rest a while. We are hard-pressed to find true moments of rest. And yet we need it to make sense of our lives, need it in order to do what we are called to do. And in this particular spot, in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus and his disciples have a problem on their hands. Everywhere they went, the people followed. They flocked to them like sheep without a shepherd, the text says. They outran their boats, crowded around them with their incessant wants and needs. And Jesus was moved to compassion over them, but he knew that his disciples needed a break. He knew that rest and renewal go hand in hand with our ability to do the good work that God has given us to do. And in a world of urgent tasks, the world of that conspicuous ding your phone makes, that sound that reminds you that others demand your attention, we are hard-pressed to find a truly deserted place. There are endless lists you can find online on how to be more effective with your time, endless advice columns on how to break your workday down into 25-minute sprints, endless suggestions of how you should sleep better, wake up earlier, eat healthier, and for the love of God, always drink more water. But it is a rare thing to find advice on how to unstructure your time, how to let time go, rather than squeeze every bit of productivity out of it. Sure, we have a self-help, consumer-driven culture that talks a big game about treating yourself, But what Jesus is inviting us into is something deeper than bath salts and massages and expensive vacations. Don't get me wrong, those are not bad things, but Jesus is after something different. Come away with me, Jesus says. Come away with me to a deserted place and rest a while. This is a call not to mindless diversion, but to the spiritual life. This is a call to the kind of rest that comes with mindful attention. Now, don't get me wrong here. Work and play both are not bad things. It is crucial for us to find meaningful work, the kind of work that gives us a sense of purpose in the world, the kind of work which helps us leave it a little better than we found it. And it is also crucial for us to play, to enjoy the good things that God has given us, to enjoy the brief and wonderful moments this world has to offer. But rest, the kind of rest that Jesus is after here, is something else altogether. It is that place or time where we make room for that little still voice that tells us the truth about ourselves. It is the kind of rest that requires intentional effort. When was the last time you had that kind of rest? When was the last time you stopped what you were doing, cut out the distractions, and sat with yourself and the God in whose image you are made? It's a hard thing to do, to stop and rest this way. Not simply because we have a hard time being quiet, but also because what we find in that quiet isn't always all that flattering. Facing the truth about ourselves can reveal things we would rather not see. It is no wonder we try to make ourselves busy with work or distract ourselves with mindless play. But in that desert place, with Jesus by your side, the truth about yourself, even the painful parts, reveal the avenue to your own healing. It is in facing our loneliness that we can find the joy of solitude. It is in wrestling with our anger and grief that we can find the things that bring out true and lasting joy. Friends, I invite you to a desert place so that you can rest a little while. I don't know what that looks like for you, but let me offer a few pieces of advice today, if you don't mind. Pieces of advice that, as I was writing these, I thought I should probably follow these too. Now, first, don't be a hero. This is not another task for you to master. If you don't already have a spiritual practice, try and start off with something simple. Carve out a few minutes for silent reflection in your day or in your week. If it helps, use the daily office as a means to enter into silence. Frame it around your favorite prayers, or listen to something that helps you enter into that space, and take a moment to write down whatever comes to mind. A prayer, a thought, a question. Just don't be a hero. Just try to be present. Try to be yourself. Secondly, and this is a related point, don't beat yourself up when silence feels boring or unproductive. This is a hard one. Part of the discipline is to learn the value of boredom. That boundless space without distraction, it may not bear fruit immediately, but the value of being bored is simply that it opens up room for new things. We jump from one frenetic activity to the next, and we don't carve out time to reflect on what we've learned about ourselves or about the world that God has made. The truth of the matter is that we are ever-changing, ever-mysterious creatures. I love that about us. And making space for silence and boredom has the potential to open up room for you to change and to grow. Treat it like a garden, a plot of land that you tend to, but whose growth is entirely out of your control. Consider the lilies of the field, Jesus says elsewhere. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. That is what it means to be open to the Spirit's work, to let ourselves be molded by the God in whom we live and breathe and find our being. Now, third and lastly, do not do this alone. Jesus asked his disciples to come away to a deserted place together. We are social creatures molded and shaped by the habits we develop in community of all kinds, and it may be as simple as naming your practice out loud to someone you trust, a way of making it real by the means of a little accountability. Or it may be that you take up a spiritual practice alongside others, you know, such as the office or morning prayer, or set time aside for an actual spiritual retreat. Whatever it is, the truth is that no man, no woman, no person is an island. The spiritual life, while always a matter of individual initiative, cannot happen without the gift that is life together. Friends, our lives are neither solely about work nor just about play, but about leaving room for God to help us see the truth about ourselves when we rest in God's presence. This is not an easy task, but most things that are worth doing rarely are. May we have the wisdom to begin this work and the grace and power to faithfully accomplish it. Amen.
Amen.